Everyone, it is 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 23rd of April 2016, and I'm sitting in bed. I went to bed at 2 o'clock, and I slept till 6. Then I was awake for about half an hour, and then I slept till just before 9. And I've just been catching up, looking at audio booms and downloading some so that if I want to, I can listen to them when I go for dialysis this afternoon, because there's absolutely no network in there. I hope I'll be able to see the downloaded posts. I should be able to. That's the whole point, surely, but we will see. Anyway, I'm coming on here to tell you that I've got a big cup of tea. It's a bit too hot yet. It's not big, it's a normal cup of tea, but for me it's big these days since I went on to hemodialysis. I've really, really, really restricted my fluid because since the last time I went on Thursday afternoon, because I'm carrying some excess fluid from when I was on the other type of dialysis, PD, and I want to get that off as quickly as possible. Now, I saw a doctor and she said that I could drink 750 mils a day. So that equates to 1.5 litres over the 2 days and between the two sessions. And that they will try and take 2 litres off me today, so I'll get rid of 500 of the excess. Now, on Thursday afternoon, I had a cup of tea at the session. It was just a small cup that they give you, like the polystyrene hospital cups. Then I didn't have a drink for the rest of the day, just mouthfuls of water to take tablets. Yesterday, I had half a cup of tea in the morning. I had a small, like a beaker of water, the same size as the cup of tea at the hospital, in the evening. And I had water to take tablets and a plum. I think that would equate to about 350 mils, and I could have had 700. So today I said I'm going to have a normal cup of tea because that would be, say, 250. So that would take me up to 600. So if I don't have another drink, then when they take 2 litres off, 1.5 of that will be the excess that I have on board. I don't think, I may not even have that much. So they will know what to do because they know how to monitor it. What they do is they weigh you when you go in, and they can tell how much you've put on from the last time, and then they know that's how much fluid you've taken in since the last time you dialyzed. So they will set it higher than that. If you've been sensible, so that they take off some excess. That's if you've got excess. When I haven't, they will just set it according to what I've put on since the last time. But some people probably don't take it seriously and they drink too much and stuff. I'm really taking it seriously because I want to get this going properly. So it will be interesting to let you know later how much fluid I actually had. Of course, I asked, well, how do you know it's not food? And they said, well, with food, you don't put on weight that quickly. But I'm sure you can put on some weight in 2 days. So we'll have to wait and see how it pans out. But it's really fascinating when they weigh you at the end, because it really shows, you know, you've really lost the amount that they've taken off. You know, the scale, it's proved in the scale weighing. So, yeah, I thought I'd just... Tea is such a whole cup of tea, for me now, is such a luxury. You wouldn't believe it. And if I can't drink it all in one go, I'll put it in the microwave and then I'll just heat it up later. Which is probably what will happen, because I'm really not used to drinking such a big cup of... It's not big, it's about 250 mils. I'd say half a pint in old money. Yeah, so I'm excited about my cup of tea. Let me see if I can try it now. It's still very hot, so I'll leave it a minute. I've also got to cook today's dinner before I go, because I might get back late and I won't feel like doing it. Obi's actually working today for these train company. He just works every other weekend at the moment because he's doing his training course. So he's working at London Bridge today. And he won't be home till late because he's on the late shift. So he will have his dinner in the morning, but I might have mine when I get home. So I'm going to put, in a minute when I get up, put some jacket potatoes in the oven, and I'm going to bake salmon with lemon and black pepper in the oven, and then I'm going to make a salad, and then I'm going to dish it all up, cover the dinners and put them in the fridge, and then we can have them, we can reheat them when we both want them. Ronan will have something else, he doesn't like salmon, and I don't know if Connor's here. That's what I've got to find out, because if so, then I've obviously got to do three dinners. So I need to find that out soon. So they will probably pick me up about 3:15. That's what they normally do. I actually like the late shift. A lot of people don't. The reason I like it is because if I was to go on the early shift, I'd have to be ready by 6:00 in the morning, which is not good for me. I'm not that good at being ready that early in the morning to get there for 8:00. You finish at 12:00, you say you get home by 1:30. I know you have the rest of the day, but sometimes it can tire you out. So I might end up sleeping for the rest of that day, and then it's wasted. So my theory is that I've got today now up until 2:00. It's really 3:15, but I have to be ready 2 hours before, so I have to be ready by 2:00. Then I go for my dialysis, and I get home like 9:10. We got home at 11:00 the other night because we had to wait 1.5 hours for transport. But if I'm tired, I just go to bed. That's as simple as that. You go to bed, and then it's the next day. So I actually like this shift. I don't think I'd like the middle shift much either, but I might not have a lot of choice when I move over to Bromley. It depends what space is available. I think I'm going to tell them I like the evening shift. The middle shift, I think, is 12:00 till 4:00. So I'd have till 10:00 in the morning, which is all right. But then I'll get home like about 6:00, and then I'll still have to do all the dinners and feed all the... You know, it's... I think that one's the worst, actually, because I just do... I think the day's really messed up with that shift. I hope I never get that one. My preference would be the late one, early one, the middle one, that order. I've had a think about it. So that's my day. I've got to feed the animals this morning, do the littered cats' litter trays, obviously do the dinner for tonight and get ready myself. I might do an audio book of me doing the dinner, I don't know. It depends how I feel. The weather's been crap. I don't know what it's like. Darling, what's it like out? It's sunny. It's sunny, but it's really cold. It's so cold. We slept with both our windows open because we're mad. And we've still got one of them open. We shut one this morning. It's freezing. I think it's going to go down to like 2 degrees tonight and tomorrow lower. And on Monday, they said it's only going to go up to like... Well, they said 11 degrees, but earlier I heard it was 9 or 10. And then tomorrow the same, and then Monday and Tuesday it's going to be colder with hail and rain. And we're going to have showers today, I think, or a bit of rain later or something. Yesterday it was miserable. It was just overcast. It was cold. It was nothing like spring, and it rained in the afternoon. Right, I must be able to try this tea now. It's stuck. It must have been wet on the bottom. I can't lift it up. Right, here we go. Tea. Best drink of the day. Oh, lovely. Tea to me now is like the elixir of life. My stomach had something to say that about that. It went, ooh. Pardon me. It's so nice. I tell you what's so nice in the mornings now. Not thinking, oh, I've got to do dialysis in a minute. If I put a bag on to warm up, I'm feeling guilty when I don't do it on time. That is so nice. So nice. A hot, strong cup of tea with no sugar. Oh, my stomach's making noises. Must be hungry. Ah, it's such a luxury. Anyway, folks, I'm sure you don't want to hear me gulping tea. I just wanted to let you know what a luxury it is. And how, when I wake up now, my life feels kind of normal again. I can't explain it. I can just get up and go downstairs like a normal person. I'm going to start, well, I've got to put a bag on. Oh, have I got any bags up here? Oh, how long has that bag been on? Is it time to do it yet? What bag am I going to do, yellow or green or purple? I feel kind of free. I know that sounds daft when I spend 3 days at the hospital, but in between times I can feel freedom. Can't explain it. I always had it weighing over my head, because what I used to do in the mornings is I had to get up and go downstairs, have my breakfast, and instead of doing it first, sometimes I couldn't, because with taking laxatives I would get an upset stomach. But now I can just go down and do what I want. It's marvellous.